Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Fergus, Red News Podcast 58.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Half time, didn't do one before because I was selling. Where's your 99 treble piece?
I'm just working on it. I'm working on it, right. Because it's going to be a piece of art.
Half time, we're happy with that.
Piece of art.
What do you reckon? You've done it all, you look knackered. Did you do Doncaster last night?
Did I, Paul? I'm working late.
We look different side.
Yeah, no, I mean, Belgrade was a little bit, but then Norwich on Sunday, I thought it's the best we played all year, to be honest with you. I actually enjoyed it, and I haven't had a drink either.
Look how solid we look now.
Yeah, no.
One of the second, so confidence.
Mick Tominey's, Mick Tominey's the man.
I know, small little acorns. Just look a bit more. Even Rocco is showing calmness. He's not going in for.
But that's the thing. We need time. Need to be patient. Need to give Ollie time.
What do you think?
You know, we need to give him time. Well, no one getting rid of him and that. Not going to do any good, is it? No one else is going to do any better. You know, the only mistake I think we made was we were 30 goals short of winning anything last year, and then we got rid of a bloke who scored 20 goals. So in my book, then you're looking for 50 goals. Who's going to score us 50 goals?
And the midfielder, but then you think with Williams and maybe Ollie, I'm getting carried away, kiddie, but if you don't give the kids a chance,
why
Greenwood last night, yeah. And not...
I agree, but the thing about the kids was, whenever we've had kids coming through before, we've had established players next to them to look after them. Unfortunately, we can't afford to put two, three kids in the team at the minute. In my opinion, you only can put one in at a time, maybe, because you ain't got a Roy Keane, you ain't got a Brian Robson, Bruce Pallister, them people round him. If they get kicked, the young kids, you know what I mean? You ask Ryan Giggs when he got kicked when he was a kid, Brian Robson would say, "You go and stand over there, I'll sort this out for you."
Yeah, but the Maguire's a start on that. That's where you've got to hope.
No, yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. We need to gradually bring them in.
You'd like this. And Michael Crick will verify this, having a piss before the game. And a steward's on the phone in the toilet going, "I'm going to stab you." So whoever he's talking to on the phone, "I'm going to stab you. I'm going to get a knife and stab you." And that's the person who's apparently trying to keep us safe or look after
nice.
Us.
That's pretty nice. We're a bit, yeah, a bit miserable, the steward's
what
end.
Do you reckon?
Oh, here, what? Just leave?
No.
I don't know, I've been talking shite as well.
You've been talking shit. You've signed up for all of us,
I'm just trying to pass a bit of time with Barney.
This tonight.
Well, it's improved the last two or three games. I think the Brazilian number 17's improved slightly. Scott McTominay's having a good game. It's nice to see Brandon Williams getting a run out of game as well.
He had a great game out of game. Playing for us.
Who?
A Brazilian.
So they say, but I don't know. I reckon he's not.
Yeah, but you can see.
We must buy the worst Brazilians in the world.
With Lingard, his confidence is shot. He's doing simple things.
Yeah.
We've got a short, you know, it's hard, it's mad. The fans in there saying we've got to stop getting on
just
their
just ask
backs.
Roy Keane what he thinks about Lingard.
Spill the beans.
No, he says about his clothes and all that. I don't mind.
Yeah, but we saw Keane act addicted in how many nightclubs in the 90s? It's easy to give it. We're all culpable of that. What do you reckon the acts
I'm not like that, mate. I'm a sensible guy.
Never done anything.
I don't drink.
Next smoke by women or red horses.
You don't buy articles. I'm beyond that. No, but
I'm on the article. Stop running about the fucking.
I've read your articles, man. I reckon maybe he wrote them for you.
Hey, listen. All good things come to those who wait.
But you'll go no matter what.
Yes.
So you're sort of the crowd. I'm being serious. The crowd are backing Ollie at games. So is it the online? I'm not trying to create a split, but I'm tired of matchgoers getting slated for doing what we've always done.
But the thing is, what? There's no point. What is anyone else going to do that Solskjaer's not doing? There's nothing he can do.
Are you Ollie in or out?
No, I think give Solskjaer a run. Give him a chance.
Like, a chance. You know. There's no point of sacking people all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
Whoever came in, let's go back to David Moyes. Whoever came in after Ferguson was fighting a losing battle.
Yeah.
No one could come in and do that. You know, you look when Busby left. The same thing happened. We went through a few managers.
my view, you know what my view, it comes from the top. So when you've got incompetence at the top ahead of him, then you're...
Well, you can't have a banker on the football club, like, you know.
A what, a banker or a what? Well,
I'm trying to be nice. Did you see that video? It wasn't yesterday, but it was from a while back, the Van der Sar and the Ajax. Can you imagine that with Woody? Fucking hell. So Belgrade, good.
Belgrade, what a fantastic city. I tell you what, I was a bit worried because we went out with the kids and everything, and I was a little bit worried with the grave diggers and all that. But wow, what a time. No licensing laws. We had the kids in the pub till 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
And they wanted to stay. I was going home.
I was going home
and Nigel was staying out, and he was staying with us, Nigel, in the same hotel. And John, 12-year-old, he went, I'll stay out with Nigel. I said, you fucking won't, man.
Right, here's advice. I'm not a social person unless they're Reds. I'll only talk to United fans. It's me and Albert tomorrow. Mrs. is out. So I've got to do the Halloween bit.
Well, you don't need to dress up.
No, but can I just turn the doorbell? Right, I've got that in here. Took a minute.
Are you dressed for Halloween tonight, mate?
At what time can I fucking, like, pretend we're just out?
Are you doing trick or treating? Do you do that in London? Or?
I think he's got the vibes. This is bad parenting tip number one. Do you want to do that, Albert? No.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think trick or treating in London is the best place to do it. We're all miserable bastards. Apart from all the United fans in London, obviously.
All right. On that note, right, last thoughts. Come on, folks.
Last thoughts.
And I'm going to leave you in peace for your beer. And I'm going to have a sip.
You can have one, yeah. Last thoughts are, we're going to win the league.
Last thoughts. Keep it clean sheet, we get the head like them.
And if anyone wants more solid at the back, let's be honest.
If anyone wants an hotel in Gdansk, we've got a load booked.
I do. Right, cheers. So we're last men standing, and I'm joined with Nicky, who appeared at the Norwich podcast, and I've been going with him for 30 odd years. I would say I'll just get my thoughts buzzing. My voice isn't sounding how much I'm buzzing. That was fucking great. I thought, whatever the music is in the background, I'm trying to work that one out. But for the first 15 minutes, second half, we were quite poor. We let them back in the game. I was going, come on, Ollie, make your changes. Once the changes came, we looked different. We were suddenly back on it. And Rashford's goal, Marcus, what are you doing? Don't take it. Let Pereira take one for once. Don't hit it. Mark said to me, it's too central. And then, like, it reminded me of Ronnie's goal against Portsmouth. And then it was bedlam. And then I thought we looked composed. We were just... Ollie at the end, I thought that was fantastic. He deserves that. The shit he's got. Look, it might work out, it might not, but I think most of people you speak to are going, give it a chance. And the breathing space I keep waffling on about, he's got it again. So this now gives him time. And this has been a brilliant week. Didn't expect it at all, but I felt good about today prior to the game. I felt like, we look a team again. Maguire, fantastic. I know he made the mistake, but he leads the line. Wan-Bissaka, McTominay again. Fucking outstanding. Yeah, right, so go on.
No, echo what you say, mate. It's following on from Sunday. It's that confidence thing, and it's like, there's players, and hopefully they're getting a bit confident. Like, look at them, like, look at them grow. Maguire,
but you can tell you they are.
Of course they are.
Like Lingard isn't. You could tell his performance was one, a player out of confidence.
Yeah,
but Pereira looks... Fred, again, I'm not slagging him off again.
Again, no, which is... Well, but...
When can the last time you can think Pereira and Fred? Pereira's put in three really good... definitely good performances. Good performance, Fred has put in two decent
performances.
And I thought it was a bit of a mismatch of a game where no one really shone and like it was quite level out. But we were losing. You know, I said during the game, think back to West Ham, think how poor we played, and look at that structure tonight. You can't say that those players don't buy into what Ollie... And I know...
No, you can't. No.
What did you think of the United end?
Oh, you're not. Brilliant lot. Absolutely top quality away end.
The lower, you were upper, weren't you?
I was up a lot.
See, lower grew into the game, I thought.
Upper was bang on.
What the fuck were all those rows of empty seats about, though?
A bit discerned about what the lads were saying in the WhatsApp group about. I didn't quite see it. I saw the bits on the side, like with the amount chevroned off seats. But why is there that many seats? That's ridiculous.
They gave us 5,400 for the cup game last year, and they've given us 4,000. What the fuck's that all about? And no one was. That's a piss take.
That is a piss take, like, without a shadow of a doubt.
We got back in the pub, and we've had a couple, and we looked at the TV screen. And you can't, I'm not trying to fucking mind read, but the TV was showing the next six fixtures, and you can imagine that they're suddenly saying, how many of these can United win? When last month we were saying, don't get me wrong, we were all part of the doom. I am a very fickle, I get carried away badly. You know, I'm not saying we're going to win the league, but I just have hope. And someone put it, that they woke up like Monday thinking they're starting to feel a little bit excited. We've got positives.
And if you ain't got that, then that's what you want, isn't it? You want to go to the game and have a bit of belief and not. We are going to do something today, isn't it?
Well, you know what? It is about hope. But you went in the 80s.
Of course.
Do you compare this season to like 89, or do you think we're getting... It's not as bad as that.
No, it ain't as bad as that, really. You look back then, like, you went to games, like, you just went to games because of what you... You didn't go with expectations, though, did you? I mean, it was... We flattered the deceived so many times, didn't we, like, in the 80s, and it was like...
Yeah.
You win the first 10 games, and you go on certain runs, and you do this and that, it's like...
But we are flattered. It's how we respond. Can we go to December... We're going to lose matches.
Of course,
it's the breathing space. Ollie's got the breathing.
Yeah.
And you love coming here and winning.
Oh yeah, God. So this is one of my favourite aways. Where I live in down in Crawley, and full of these blue bandits is having a look over my shoulder.
There were a couple of games we went to all together, where we'd be in a pub. Do you remember the one where all the windows got smashed in?
Yeah.
And then suddenly, United, about 200 United and 200 Chelsea are actually having a battle the whole way to the ground, weren't they?
Yeah.
And I remember one of the games, I was in the toilet and we'd all been drinking, our lot, and suddenly the windows just caved in. And you think now... For the one thing, I do like pub windows still being intact.
Yeah, no,
but
it's quite nice.
You're not looking over that we're not going to attack.
No windows gone in tonight.
But they must hate it. Their old school Neanderthals must hate what they've become.
Because it's just like, we're 10 minutes round the corner from the ground.
And it was all United earlier.
It was all United after the game. The place was pretty much emptying out now, to be fair, but... Going back to what you said, Barney, about that away end, and it was the sad indictment of what's all them empty seats about, and the sharp shivering them off like.
Football treats, going back to VAR, the away fans or the travelling fan with such disrespect. You think the whole thing, don't get me wrong, right, that I was front and right by the aisle, the stewards, and I get United and Isles, but it's like they almost don't think for themselves, so they want you to be in the wrong before you're even
before
in the wrong.
In the
and they treat you with such little respect.
Yeah.
You know, when was the last time, I don't, there's the odd knobhead, but when was the last time United fans were really bad? They don't look like, just because we sing and get behind the team, it's almost like a fucking, anyway, right.
Is that not the dumb thing to do, like?
Well, yeah, they've always treated us like shit.
It's we're not just, frowned upon.
Well, you think some of the games they used to, at least they don't herd us in a fucking escort and, you know, batten us and all the shit we used to part with. But it hasn't really advanced that much. It hasn't. And, no, what I, no, and I almost like their attitude hasn't moved on. But fuck it, we're just happy.
And
I feel
a bit giddy lot.
Well, yeah, that was, I left the ground.
Three away wins on the bounce.
I didn't agree with people singing Wembley, but fuck it, you know.
No.
So my conundrum on Halloween, I want to be Jose Mourinho.
Really? Why do you
want to be but I want to be a miserable sod. But I love my boy so much. I've got to be. I don't like socialising with anyone but Reds. So I've got to
go out into the community tomorrow. Barney's going out into the community.
The community doesn't like me. Or it's care in the community.
Care in the community. What more do you want?
Halloween never used to be a big thing.
No, never. Well, no.
So now we've got really fucking up there. Loads of shit. And like people are picky. You know, is it the right? Is it got to be good chocolates and good? Why can't you just fucking
take what you're given, like?
Yeah,
trick or treat,
not talk to anyone. Right. That on a tangent. So, quick one. Beat music in the background. We're a bit pissed. We're happy. Last words to you, because I always waffle on and I do interrupt. I realise this is a podcasting. I waffle, but we are what we are, aren't we?
I know, actually, right, for me, Barney, I'm absolutely chuffed tonight to win here a lot and to turn this lot over so I can go out where I live in town and have a proper drink at the weekend. Hopefully, when I get back from Bournemouth, if one turns up, and look these in the eye, because they'll just fold as they normally do. But I was quite happy with the performance as well tonight.
There's a plan.
Yeah.
Two things. When we be a bit more dynamic, if you know that the initiative's gone, like you could tell they were going to score, but fucking hell, I ain't picking holes in that.
No, I'm not picking up.
Thanks to everyone who bought the mag tonight. Only one person abused me, you know. That's the course.
That's the result, not.
Yeah. All right, cheers, all. Cheers, mate. I'm walking from the bar, but pissed actually. I just had the ability for United after all these years to mystify, baffle me, that football can throw up, that you can be on such a run where we're all so down and then do a week where it all turns around. I'll never get the hang of this, but I fucking love it nonetheless. So it's nice. The doom and gloom will probably come, but he's got breathing space. And I think most rational Reds just want us to win. We don't like the Glazers. We don't have any time for Woodward. But on the pitch, the team, we just want them to do well. So that, tonight, was good.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.